Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez Payam Naseem, Part 3. Salam be hamegi. Hello and welcome to Part 3 of our discussion of Hafez's poem, Payam Naseem. So we've included a link to Shajarian's version of this poem, which Fadi based our discussion around. It's on the show notes for this lesson. I encourage you to listen to that version every day while we're learning the poem. Listening to it really gives me a different understanding of the poem and the meaning and feeling of it, and I'm sure it will do the same for you. And it'll also help so much in the memorization at the end as well. But for now, let's listen to my aunt Farnaz recite the entire poem.
ز کوی یار می آید نسیم باد نوروزی از این باد ار مدد خواهی چراغ دل برافروزی چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زراندوزی به صحرا رو کن که از دامن غبار غم بیفشانی به گلزار آی که از بلبل غزل گفتن بیاموزی جدا شد یار شیرینت کنون تنها نشین ای شمع که حکم آسمان این است اگر سازی و گر سوزی می دارم چو جان صافی و صوفی می کند عیبش خدایا هیچ عاقل را مبادا بخت بد روزی.
So last week we went over the first two lines of the poem, and this week we're going to go over the third and fourth lines. Now, I have to admit, for me, these are the two most challenging lines because they have the most words that I'm not completely familiar with and don't use in everyday conversation. So if you're feeling challenged, don't worry. I'm right there with you. Okay, so now let's listen to Farnaz reading the first four lines together.
ز کوی یار می آید نسیم باد نوروزی از این باد ار مدد خواهی چراغ دل برافروزی چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زراندوزی.
So you should have understood the first two lines of the poem we learned that last week. Now let's go over the second.
چو گل گر خردی داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن.
So let's start with the easy parts. The word gul means flower.
Gul.
And cho is short for chunke. And cho here means like.
Cho.
In conversation, you would use the word mesle.
Mesle.
And this is used all the time in conversation. So you would say, Misle gul, like the flower.
Misle gul.
But then in poetic Persian, this gets changed to chugul. And you know in poems, there are always similes and metaphors. So this is a metaphor. Like the flower.
Chugul.
Next, gar in the poem is short for agar, which means if.
Agar.
And in case you've forgotten, and I need to remind you, when I say a word from the poem, you should repeat it out loud with me. So that's why I'm pausing after each word. So again, agar. But in the poem, because of the rhyme and rhythm, it gets shortened to gar.
Gar.
So as you can see, in Persian poetry especially, there's a lot of poetic license to play around with the words like that. So again, agar gets changed to gar. Next,
khordei dari.
So khordei in conversational Persian would be khordei, and this means a little bit.
Khordei.
Or in written formal Persian, it's khordei. So khordei dari means you have a little.
Khordei dari.
So, chugul gar khordei dari means if, like a flower, you have a little. So let's repeat this together.
چو گل گر خورده ای داری؟
So flowers have very little time on this earth. So if, like a flower, you have just a little, and we can assume that it's referring to time, you have just a bit.
چو گل گر خورده ای داری؟
Then,
خدا را صرف عشرت کن.
So, خدا را is like the expression تو رو به خدا, which means something along the lines of by God or come on or please. This is a really common expression in spoken Persian. If you want someone to do something and you're pleading, you go تو رو به خدا. So this is the same.
خدا را.
And finally, صرف عشرت کن. So together this means spend it on joy or spend it on pleasure or having fun. So ishrat is the word for pleasure or a good time. Ishrat. And sarf kardan is the infinitive of the verb to spend. Sarf kun. So like a lot of Persian verbs, it's a compound verb. So it can be translated to do spend, for example. So what should we spend it on? On ishrat. Sarf ishrat kun. To spend it on pleasure. Sarf ishrat kun. So like Khayyam and so many other classic Iranian poets, Hafez has a very carpe diem message. So he's saying, okay, like the flower, you have very little. So the little that you do have, spend it on joy. So let's repeat it together piece by piece.
چو گل گر خورده داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن.
All right, next line.
که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زرندوزی.
So the first line was referring to gul, the flower. So you are like the flower. This next line is referring to قارون. And قارون is a biblical figure from the story Ganj قارون, or treasure chest of the قارون, or treasure of the قارون. And he was someone who amassed a large fortune, so kind of the stereotypical rich man who amassed a lot of wealth at the detriment of all else. So when Hafez mentions قارون, it's in that negative context. قارون.
So, که قارون را غلط ها داد.
So, غلط is the word for wrong, incorrect. غلط. Or mistake even. And it's used in a disparaging context. It's not just wrong, it's like abhorrent. So you can tell someone in conversation, غلط کردی, and that's a pretty bad insult. While it literally means something like you made a mistake, it's more like you messed up. غلط کردی. And this is a pretty common insult. So غلط ها is the plural of غلط, so mistakes. غلط ها. And غلط ها داد. Dod means gave. Dod. So قلط ها داد means he gave us mistakes. He gave us the wrong thing, meaning he told us lies. قلط ها داد. Or he gave us the wrong advice. So let's look at that full first part.
که قارون را قلط ها داد.
So که means that. که. And را is just a direct object marker, showing us that we're basically talking about the قارون specifically. So,
که قارون را غلط ها داد.
Altogether means that the rich man gave us wrong, or he did us wrong. And then,
سودای زرندوزی.
سودای comes from the verb سود بردن, which means to benefit from.
سود بردن.
And زرندوزی means the act of collecting gold.
زرندوزی.
So, سودای زرندوزی together means the benefits of collecting gold.
سودای زرندوزی.
So basically, it's saying the rich man did us wrong by touting the benefits of collecting gold. So the rich man told us to go after the wrong thing. So let's repeat the whole thing again.
که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زرندوزی.
Okay, now let's look at the full thing, both lines together.
چو گل گر خورده داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن. که قارون را غلط‌ها داد سودای زرندوزی.
Now we can see how both concepts play together. So because you are like the flower, you have only a little bit to spend. So spend it on pleasure and joy. Because the rich man has deceived us in directing us to the benefits of gold. So let's repeat this bit by bit together.
چو گل گر خورده ای داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زرندوزی.
All right, wonderful. And now let's listen to Farnaz read those first two parts together.
چو گل گر خورده ای داری خدا را صرف عشرت کن که قارون را غلط ها داد سودای زرندوزی.
All right, and now hopefully you understood all of that. This week, focus on getting all of that memorized, and we'll be back next week with the next section. This is going to be a really easy way if we do it together a little bit at a time. Looking forward to exploring the rest of the poem with you all. Until next time, خدا حافظ from Leila.